The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Every day, crime is just running rampant. Nobody cares. We constantly arrest people. We put them in jail, and they're literally getting released faster than the officer can finish the report. If you're planning to come to Los Angeles, please don't. We can't assure your safety.
We've seen disaster after disaster from the Biden administration, but as bad as their domestic policy has been, nothing has been a greater disaster than their foreign policy. He looks terrible. He looks weak, and that weakness is dangerous.
And now, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, sitting in for Mike today, here's Joey Hudson.
And yes, Joey Hudson here from the upstate of South Carolina, sitting in for my friend Mike Gallagher. Lots to cover. Hope you'll join the conversation. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453 is how you can join today's conversation. We saw a dramatic rescue attempt this week with the Coast Guard attempting to rescue a woman whose car was floating in the Niagara River as it was approaching the falls. Officials in New York say that the 60-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene. We have an update for you on that in just a few minutes in the show. A video of Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins rebuking reporters for attempting to interview her outside of her home resurfaced this week just after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. This gets pretty ugly. Yes, of course, race is brought into it as well. We're going to cover that. And a U.S. appeals court yesterday rejected a request by former President Donald Trump to withhold records from the House of Representatives Select Committee probing the January 6th attack on the Capitol, saying that he had provided no basis for his request. This is the same week that former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also refused to meet with the January 6th committee. After he had originally scheduled a meeting, he in turn filed suit against Nancy Pelosi. We'll be talking about that as well. New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who kind of started the whole Cuomo saga, has dropped out of the race for governor and said she'll instead seek a second term as New York's chief law enforcement officer, telling media, "I've come to the conclusion that I must continue my work as Attorney General." Now, keep in mind, one of those cases that she has been working on has involved her investigation of the Trump Organization. Some speculate that she wants to hang around a while longer. Since her race for governor was getting nowhere, she was not raising any money, not getting any support, that she'll hang around to further investigate the Trumps. And for you late-nighters, tonight, Joe Biden will be make his first late-night TV appearance as president when he appears on The Tonight Show with host Jimmy Fallon. NBC says it'll air around 11:35 Eastern time. It's unclear when and where this was taped, but I think we can assume that it was taped because I don't believe Joe Biden is capable of staying awake until 11:35. So you can see the president if you'd like. Again, this is his first late-night interview. You know, Joe Biden has been the least accessible president than any in recent modern history. He just does not want to talk with the media, primarily because every time he does, he bungles it. I mean, how many times have we seen an instance to where he reads some of the instructions on the teleprompter when he's not supposed to? He confuses names. He confuses people. And he's often citing the fact, well, they told me that I need to call on whoever when he's in front of reporters. Joe Biden is just he's struggling when it comes to being able to interact with the media. So it's no wonder that his staff, they don't want him in front of the media. So this appearance tonight on The Tonight Show is a very safe thing for Joe Biden, because Jimmy Fallon will ask softball questions. Nothing hard about this. And it's a safe place for Joe Biden to be. The story this week, of course, was of this awful, mean-spirited burning of the Fox News Christmas tree. Well, that has a bright ending, as Fox News relit their second tree yesterday. Cut 3 is going to show you the ceremony yesterday, as once again, that beautiful 50-foot high tree with over 10,000 glass ornaments, 100,000 lights was relighted yesterday on 6th Avenue. Cut 3.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Light! Oh! Yay!
It's pretty good.
It's beautiful.
It's very nice.
It's stunning.
And yes, it is beautiful and stunning. And you notice that a lot of police officers and firefighters were involved in that ceremony, as they were invited by Fox News, because they responded the other night when this thug was spotted burning the tree. This guy had been arrested 2 times for drug possession, once for public intoxication, and he's back out on the street again. But they were not going to let him ruin Christmas. Fox News debuted their new All-American Christmas tree yesterday. This on-air lighting took place during the 5 yesterday. Both Fox News Media and Fox Corporation each made a $100,000 donation to Answer the Call, which provides financial assistance to the families of fallen service members of the Fire Department of New York and the NYPD, two agencies, again, who responded very bravely the other night to take care of this. Senator Lindsey Graham, my senior senator from South Carolina, offered a very forceful warning to Republicans in the U.S. Senate this week. Of course, they voted yesterday, unfortunately, 59-35, to approve a bill that will raise the debt ceiling by a simple majority vote, which the Democrats easily can do. Senator Graham, in a very blunt conversation, according to people who are involved in this closed-door meeting, warned his colleagues, quote, "The president is going to be engaged on this issue." And he was talking about President Trump, of course. He warned them that if they were to go along with Senate Majority Leader McConnell's shenanigans, and that's what it was, this was smoke and mirrors at its finest in this procedural vote that they did. He warned them that there would be consequences. And I think what he meant was that Donald Trump would be supporting primary opponents in next year's midterm elections. Supposedly, Graham said, I think this is a mistake, but we'll see what happens. We've been telling our Republican base for 4 months that we're not going to do this. We're not going to support the Democrats and allow them to raise or help them raise the debt ceiling. Well, they did it anyway yesterday in a procedural vote. Again, the Republicans, there were enough Republicans who voted in favor of changing the rules on this one time that will allow the Democrats to vote with a simple majority and raise that debt ceiling. Mitch McConnell supported it 100%. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. By the way, there was a Kyle Rittenhouse spotting in my home state of South Carolina yesterday. Columbia, South Carolina. South Carolina's Attorney General, Alan Wilson, reportedly met with Kyle Rittenhouse at Maurice's Piggy Park Barbecue. Now, it's a great barbecue place if you're around South Carolina, but they were seen walking away. A WIS-TV reporter in Columbia, South Carolina, posted video of the Attorney General with Kyle Rittenhouse, asking the gentleman who was with Rittenhouse what the purpose of the meeting was. he said he was meeting with his attorney. So not quite sure what that meeting was about, but Kyle Rittenhouse seen with my very own attorney general here in South Carolina. Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hope you'll join the conversation. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. You can watch us online at MikeOnline.com or the Salem News Channel.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Why haven't we started impeachment against Biden yet? I don't understand it. Get rid of this guy. Thank you.
Joey Hudson in the ReliefFactor.com studios today for my friend Mike Gallagher, who's taking the day off. Glad to have you in. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453 is how you can join the conversation. Texter writes, I think talk radio should name the names of all the Republicans who keep voting with the Democrats over and over. All of them. They're not doing what the people want. They need replaced. John in Liberty, South Carolina. Thanks for your text. Your text is welcome as well. 800-655-6453. Texter says, Joey, it's 3 years per count. The judge should set an example for his disrespect of both the law and the court. 15 years. That, of course, in response to the sentencing of Jesse Smollett, who could possibly get 3 years per each of the five counts that he was found guilty on yesterday. CNN host Don Lemon celebrated yesterday on the fact that he believes that gas prices are, in his words, easing up. After it was revealed that the Biden administration evidently has been having some secret talks with various media outlets, trying to convince them to put a more positive spin on the economy, put a more positive spin on policy of the Biden administration. In cut number five, Lemon is heard truly celebrating the fact that gasoline has gone down a few cents. Cut number five.
A big economic relief for millions of Americans who have been dealing with soaring energy prices. Cost at the pump finally easing up, with the national average for a gallon of regular falling to $3.35, the lowest since October. Just look at that. And the government is forecasting gas will drop to $3.01 by January. National gas prices also taking a big dive. They're down by more than 40% since the October peak, alleviating concerns that heating bills, natural, I should say, not national, could have doubled by this winter. So joining me now, the former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Austin Goolsbee. Austin! Can we just celebrate the good news? Good to see you. Can we just celebrate this some good news just for a minute? I'll take it and get it.
Can we just not celebrate the good news? Now, that was an actual conversation. What are we celebrating here? By the way, what was gas during the Trump administration? I'd love to know what the 225 Eric is telling me. So we're celebrating the fact that it's on an average, according to AAA and Don Lemon, that it's dropped to 335 and could possibly be 301 by January. That's celebration? That's what we're celebrating here? What world do these people live in? It's laughable that this guy believes that, and again, in his words, that things are easing up. Look, start talking to me when we get maybe below 250 or back to around the 225. Look, there were places in the Carolinas, my home, that it was below $2. That's when I'm going to start celebrating. What about you? 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Are you seeing things ease up in your area? Are things easing up around? According to a recent poll, a majority of Americans aren't buying Biden's claim that Build Back America fights inflation and is going to, as Don Lemon says, ease things up. Most Americans don't believe the president's social welfare spending is going to help the economy. Do you? 51% of Americans say they're pessimistic that the bill will reduce inflation and that things are going to turn around with the economy. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today. With my buddy Joey Hudson holding down the fort today here on the Mike Gallagher Show, I just wanted to pop in for a moment to remind you about the perfect Christmas gift, which is, of course, MyPillow. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow and the great Mike Lindell. Here's an incredible new Christmas gift that they've just put together for Mike Gallagher Show listeners. You have a Mike Lindell fan on your Christmas gift list? How about this? A copy of Mike's incredible book, What Are the Odds? Plus your choice of a roll and go anywhere MyPillow for just $9.98 when you use the promo code MikeG. And you pick the roll and go pillow you want. They look incredible. Take it with you anywhere you go. Christmas time is here, and Christmas presents can all be checked off your list when you go to MyPillow.com. The premium MyPillow that's normally $69.98, now just $29.98 with promo code MikeG. The My Slippers, the most comfortable, incredible slippers I've ever been in. I mean, honest to goodness, I wear them all the time. You're going to save 40% off your slippers with the promo code MikeG.
You can get a set of five children's Bible story MyPillows. All kinds of great offers, great prices. Here's all you need to do. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square. Click on that box, and then with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to say.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MyG. Now back to more of the Friday fun with guest host Joey Hutchins.
And yes, the fun does continue. You know, I'm sitting here reading some notes from you guys. Texter says, Joey, November the 1st, 2020, gas in Malden, South Carolina, which is near my home, was $1.54 a gallon. Now, I do remember it getting pretty low. I don't remember that, but I know it's well below $2 a gallon. He says a gallon today, which this is actually I'm surprised, is $2.87. So I guess there is some gas in the Carolinas less than the $3 that Don Lemon seemed to be so proud of. I'm not seeing that from other areas though. Some of you texting saying that it's still above $3 a gallon for you. Mike is in Hammond, Indiana. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for taking my call. First time talking to you, but longtime listener of Mike. Hey, when Biden took office, gas was, I want to say, between $2 and $2.20 a gallon here where I live. It's over $3 a gallon now, and people are waiting in line for that $3 a gallon. Yeah. You have one gas station at $3.20, $3.10. And I've got four cars, two kids in college that are away in school. When they come home on weekends, my wife and I each have a car. You're looking at $3,000 to $4,000 more a year just for gasoline.
Wow!
Think about that. Well, even the guys in the Carolinas go from $1.50 something to $2.80 something a gallon. That's a lot of gas, a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, well, look, the two eighty or something that he cited, that's rare because I've been buying has been in the $3 range. But boy, with four cars in your household, that's a pretty big monthly bill. I suspect.
Think about that. If you make $100,000 a year, that's 4% of your income right there without inflation. Without inflation on everything else, everything begins and ends with energy. Well, there's a renewable stuff. That's a pipe dream. But whether I'm warming my home in the winter for 6 months here in Northwest Indiana, or my cars, everything's more expensive because of the cost of energy. They can say a shortage of this, shortage of that, but it's energy is the key.
Yeah, gasoline, it affects everything we do. Appreciate your phone call, Mike. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. One line open for you. I mean, think about it. Just about every product that we touch is in the back of an 18-wheeler at times. And I love talking with our truckers out there. A few weeks ago on my local show, heard 6 to 9 each morning on 94.5 The Answer in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, northeast Georgia. I dedicated an entire show just talking with truckers. And it's amazing, the story, because this, you know, when fuel prices increase, quite often they can't pass that on necessarily to the person that they're carrying the load for. But even if they do, you and I are paying it. I mean, did you ever think that you'd live in a time when you had the money to buy something, but it just wasn't available? It wasn't on the store shelves? I went in the other day, needed some Tide washing detergent. There was not a single one on the shelves. I don't know what the deal is with Tide. Maybe there's a run on Tide. But the prices on everything that we purchase daily continue to rise because it costs more to get it to the shelves. It costs more to get it from point A to point B. John is in Winter Springs, Florida. Welcome, John.
Joey Hudson, good to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I have a landscape business, and I buy some chemicals for my landscape business. I have a certain chemical that I buy that's been $45 for years. I went to buy it in the last few weeks, it was $89 for the same bottle.
Wow.
Literally doubled. You know, you can't pass that, like you were saying, you can't pass that expense on to your customers. I can't double what I'm charging them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and being in the landscape business, I mean, you've got vehicles running around out there. You have equipment that use gasoline. I'm assuming that's affected you as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be pumping now, and you know the gas pump stops at $100. I have to stop the pump and restart it. I wasn't doing that before. I wasn't reaching $100 when I filled my equipment and my vehicle. I've had a couple times where I've had it stop twice. I had bought $100 worth and bought another $100 worth.
Wow. Yep. It's tough. It's tough for small business owners like you, and like you said, you can't just automatically pass it on to your customer. Hey, appreciate you listening, John. Have a blessed day. Merry Christmas to you in Florida. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. One line open for you. You can also watch us at MikeOnline.com. Just click on the Watch Now button on the Salem News Channel. Love to have you join us online as well. Marty from Pittsburgh says gas is $3.55 in his area. Texter, Biden's puppeteers are destroying America, and the rhinos are helping. Time to expose all in Washington who are conspiring to promote socialism. And look, he has a point. When you have Republicans in the U.S. Senate who allow the debt ceiling to be raised this week like they did, and they think we're stupid. They think that we don't understand these procedural votes. So Mitch McConnell announces this deal that he has with Chuck Schumer that, well, the Republicans, we're not going to vote for it. But now we're going to vote for the change in the rules that's going to allow you to vote for it with a majority. But no, we're not. Don't expect us to vote for it. Do they not think that we see right through that? Do they not understand that we truly are not that stupid? 800-655-6453. Back to the phones. Bobby is in Queens, New York. Welcome, Bobby.
How you doing? I'd like to know how Biden's going to replace all that oil that he released, 50, 60, 80 million barrels of oil that was paid for at $20 and $30 a barrel. Now it's $70 a barrel. What did he save America? Also, one other quick thing. In California, New York, and Jersey, they're not letting non-union guys pick up at the docks for the ships. That's one problem. Also, in California, the trucks have to be 2011 and newer, or they're not allowed on the road. They're not allowing independent truckers to go in and non-union guys to pick up. This is the problem.
Yeah,
they're making it too hard on the truckers. They should give the truckers $450,000 to go buy new trucks instead of giving it to illegal aliens if they want new trucks on the road.
Yep, you're right. California is just crazy with their guidelines and the rules and regulations they have on trucking.
That's
hey, appreciate your phone call, Bobby. Have a blessed and a Merry Christmas in Queens. Rama is in Charlotte. Welcome, Rama.
Hey, how are you? Hey, listen, in Charlotte, the gas is $3.19. And tank of gas to fill a small car is about 40 to 48 to 50 bucks. And also, Republicans is a uni party. They're just along with Democrats, whatever they want to do.
Well, you know, I was speaking to a group of Republican women, Oconee County Republican women in upstate South Carolina yesterday, and we were talking just about that. You know, it's one thing we always say, well, we got to elect Republicans, and we do. But we got to elect the right Republican, Rama. We can't elect the people who just run as Republican because it's convenient for them to do so, and because in some cases that's the only way that they could possibly be elected is to be on the Republican ticket. But we got to get
people. Can I make one more point?
Sure, go ahead.
And the thing is, the media does not. The media is just covering for the libs, and if they don't show the gas prices, if they don't show the chaos, if they don't show all this going on, all these, even in my own family, people don't believe anything is going on, even on the border. You tell them there's so many illegals coming in, they say, really? Are you nuts? What news are you watching? So they have, you know, so that's the base. About 50% of the country have blinders on, and that's the base.
Yeah, and Rama, most people just appreciate your phone call. Most people just go about their lives. They're hardworking Americans. They have their families to take care of. They have their jobs, and they don't pay attention. And they don't listen to talk radio like you. Texter, January the 19th in Hartwell, Georgia, cost was $1.89 a gallon. Today, it's $3.07. And just as the caller a minute ago, who was the landscape architect, you can't pass that on. I mean, you know, these small businesses who have trucks out on the road, you can't necessarily pass all that on to your customer. 800-655-MIKE. Chris is in San Jose. Welcome, Chris.
Hello. Don't even mention gas prices in California. They're like, some places are even $5 still. It's crazy. So I'm in the wholesale produce business, and just freight alone has gone up like 3 to 4 times just to ship one case of, let's say, you know, lettuce. It used to be anywhere between 75 cents to $1.50 for the broker. Now it's like close to $4 to $5.
Yep.
So it's just super hard to, I mean, we're just passing on the freight cost. We're not, it's part of the bill. We're not even barking up any kind of freight cost on that, any percentage.
Exactly.
So it's just super hard to give those deals and compete, you know, even tighter now. So
I get it, Chris. Just hang in there. And that's why my salad in the Carolinas is going up, because the lettuce and tomatoes in the shipment. Texter says, talking about gas prices being $2.75 to $3.50 here in San Diego, California, it's outrageous. $4.75 a gallon and more. Pittsburgh's $3.50, they say. Biden must be impeached. 800-655-MIKE. Hope you'll join the conversation. Join us on MikeOnline.com, too. Just click Watch Now.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
Moved to Elko, Nevada 11 months ago. Diesel fuel was $2.64 a gallon. Today, same place, $3.90.
Yes, my name is Chuck. I own a small roofing business in Roseville, Michigan. And the price of gas is driving the material literally through the roof, no pun intended. But price-wise, on gross back and 13 mile in Clinton Township over here, or I think it's Fraser, was $1 a gallon at this time last year.
Wow. You can leave a message as well, 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher in the ReliefFactor.com studios today. Hey, before we get all geared up for the weekend, I want to remind you that Christmas is just 16 days away, which means time's running short for you to join Mike's annual campaign to support the nonprofit Prison Fellowships, their Angel Tree. And boy, you guys have come out in a big way to support this. Angel Tree program, it blesses boys and girls who have a mom or dad in prison with a personalized gift from their parent and the gospel, all made possible by your generous donations at MikeOnline.com. Through no fault of their own, having an incarcerated parent can make these kids feel alone, stigmatized, and what should be a very joyous time of the year is just not so. But as Kristen tells us, Angel Tree volunteers work within prisons to turn that around. Here's Kristen.
And just have people believe in them, and for them to be able to be a kid and not suffer for the crime that their parents are in prison for. We actually feel like they're the silent victims of crime because they're labeled through Angel Tree. That's what we're doing, is we're giving them the opportunity to be a kid and to look past their parents' label.
And by joining Mike's other listeners, you can make an eternal difference in the lives of these children when you support Angel Tree. The cost to help one child is just $25, or 125 will reach five children. You do the math and see how wonderful kids and how many wonderful kids you can bless by going to MikeOnline.com, MikeOnline.com, or you can call with your tax-deductible gift, 888-206-2788. Please help remind children that they're loved and they're remembered while their parent is in prison. Let's make this Christmas the best holiday ever for all these kids, as many as we possibly can. Your tree, your gift to the Angel Tree will bless you as much as it blessed them. So I thank you. Believe me, Mike Gallagher thanks you as well. Go to Mike Online, give generously. Back to the phones. Mike is in Detroit. Welcome, Mike.
Oh, yeah, Joy. It's great to talk to you. You know, what I want to know, if you feel the same way I do, I'm just getting this feeling that we're victims of extortion. You know, you've got the first thing that Biden did was cut off petroleum supplies to the citizens of our country, you know, to the citizens of his own country. I think that's pretty unprecedented. You know, that's a sanction you put on Nazi Germany or North Korea. And now they're holding the transportation crisis that they created. They flooded our communities with crime and drugs and criminals, created a crisis at the border, then withdrew our police protection, and now they're talking about, well, we'll restore police protection to the communities where we created this lawless situation if you pass our bill, which, of course, yeah, would be the end of democracy in this.
Well, of course it would. Appreciate your phone call. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Up next, Jesse Smollett found guilty.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.